Attention!
It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Wrapping up what went down in Seattle on the internet and for the nerds every weekday morning after the show. Hey, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. You nerd talk and the news and I don't know what else. Just goof off and have fun. Dicking around on the internet. I just want to keep this one short and just take a quick minute to say thank you. I'm so thankful to be able to do this silly thing that I get paid for and get to goof off together for you, with you. I don't know what it is. All I know is that it is super fun and I wouldn't be able to do it without you. So I'm mega grateful that we're able to take this time to spend together. Not maybe directly since it's the internet, but like indirectly we get to build a little bond here. And that's really fun for me. I've always wanted to just make silly jokes for a living and be able to use my imagination, and this is yet another place to get that done. So, thanks so much. Here's what happened in the show today, specifically if you're listening on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, gobble gobble, here's when you can expect for today to be terrible on your commute.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Obviously, traveling during the long holiday weekend is awful. I was just reading on SeattleTimes.com. When it comes to driving, 4 until 6 p.m. this afternoon will be terrible. Like 3 times as long as normal. Noted. 1 million people will travel through SeaTac this weekend, with today being the worst. Maybe Sunday also. And if you have to take the ferry, I mean, just swim. Maybe you could bribe a hungry harbor seal with some tasty mackerel. Anyone driving to Eastern Washington? Yes, beware of sand people. And of crazy weather over the pass and then on the other side. In one spot along I-90 yesterday on the way to Spokane, a 70-car crash occurred. Holy crap! Sadly, it sent several people to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Eastern Washington right now, less like Tatooine, more like the ice planet of Hoth.
That is correct.
You just got news.
God, there's a lot of nerd talk stuff to talk about today, including Lego even throwing shade at Tesla's ugly electric truck. I think that thing's probably really badass. It just looks terrible. So if you could just put a different shell on it and look like you're better than 2 square Lego blocks, that'd be great. That's really dominated headlines, though, this week. All over the nerd blogs and stuff that I read, a Tesla truck is everywhere. Interesting. It's kind of ruining the electric stuff is kind of ruining one of my best loves, which is not my wife or my child. I love them more. But Formula One racing is kind of being watered down a little bit by the fact that so many manufacturers are involved and they all are looking towards electric vehicles. The electric vehicles so far, though, right now aren't competitive enough. They're not fast enough. And there's like a certain thing about cars being really loud that gets people excited when they see them, like a jet flying over. You want it to make some noise to wow people with its like it's more than one sense. You know what I mean? You're not just seeing something go quick or smelling the petrol in the air, which you'd also be removing. It's about hearing that car go flying by. I'm not opposed to it at all. I want an electric car, personally. I wish I could afford that entry-level Tesla, because it's awesome looking, and it's like right up my alley. It's just I don't have $40,000, because I do a podcast and a radio show. Anyway, if you get bored this weekend, you could always let the sun shine on your anus.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Ooh, so a joke on the internet went viral, and, well, the joke part was lost, and now we're left with new age people pointing their naked butts at the sun trying to soak up its rays. Promised that it would fill them with creative energy. Worst sunburn ever. Careful, sunbathers. Your angry neighbor who's watching all of this probably has a pretty good idea of where you can stick that energy crystal. Cow farmers are turning to virtual reality headsets to help their cattle feel less cooped up on commercial cow farms. Right? Hey, pretty girl, you're definitely not being turned into steak. That's not a bolt gun. Oh, who am I kidding? It's a bolt gun. Grab our goggles before they get all muddy.
Hey, you can't say that.
What? What do you think happens? Those cheeseburgers don't just fall out of cows. I guess calling them cow patties does seem a little misleading. And finally,
yo, those robot dogs that are made by Boston Dynamics, the creepy ones without heads that can open doors like Jurassic Park velociraptors, yeah, they're starting to be used by the police.
Uh-oh.
Look, I'll put aside my numerous concerns about an autonomous robot police force to just be grateful that they're quadrupeds and not eight-legged spider bots capable of jumping onto you, wrapping you up, and liquefying your body into future spider fuel. Wow. Happy Thanksgiving!
Nerd talk, yeah!
I still can't get over the fact that I said anus. It's the scientifically acceptable term for radio. I'm allowed to say that. Have a good long weekend? If it's your anus, it might be a weekend. Have a good long weekend. You're eating turkey and stuff. Gobble, gobble. If you have to work, God, I feel for you. Especially at the grocery stores, which I'm totally going to be taking advantage of. I apologize in advance.
The end of the show show. Thanks.